Not relevant for anybody in this room, but relevant for many of the people we know. Women and tkiat shofar. So we know the Gemara Moshana tells us that shofar is mitzvah tasei shezman grama. Positive mitzvah, time bound. Do this at this time. That's it. Women are exempt. Women do not have to come to hear shofar. They're exempt. They do not have to hear shofar. They do not have to eat. They do not have to do mitzvah tasei shezman grama. No tefillin, no shofar, no lulav, no sukkah. They're allowed to, but they certainly do not have to. However, as we pointed out, that many women like to come in here so far. We pointed out because of the Gemara, maybe, kilifnim damu, they want to come in here so far. So they've been doing it for years. But he's not writing about the pandemic, but I'll tell you, I got a number of calls already. Because of the whole situation, and we're not offering babysitting this year, there's no child care. Women say, I don't know what to do, I can't come. I can't make it this year. So they don't have to. But they've been doing it for so many years, is that considered to be something that's a neder that requires hatarat nedarim? Or can they just say, okay, this year I won't make it, Bezrat Hashem, next year it'll be over, I'll make it then. So what's the deal? So we assume again, shofar mitzvah decision my grandma, women are exempt. However, the Magen Avraham writes that if there's a mitzvah that women opt in, and they opt in regularly, his example is Sfirat HaOmer. Of all things, Sfirat HaOmer, women opt into Sfirat HaOmer. He says, Kvar kiblu aleh mitzvazu ve'asa'uha kechova. If they accept it upon themselves, they can create it like a chova, like it's an obligation. Now where is that? So if that's true, so then yeah, they have to come and hear it, and if they don't hear it, they have to do a tarat nedarim. Where does he get that idea from the Magen Avraham that you can take something upon yourself that's optional and make it into a chova? Kumran brachot, daf chav zayin, about tefillat arvit. There's a machloket. Is arvit chova or reshut? We're about to say arvit. Is arvit chova or reshut? Do you must pray arvit or is it reshut? It's a good idea, but you don't have to. You don't have to. And the assumption there is that kvar kiblu alayu Yisrael v'shavinu alayu chova. We accepted it as a chova, whether it's a really a din chova or it's a din reshut. Am Yisrael accepted filat arvit as a reshut. Because people did it so you, as a chova. Thank you. Right? So you see that when there's an option, you don't have to. We accept it upon ourselves as chova, and therefore it's the same thing. So the Magen Avraham says here too. Women don't have to hear shofar, but they're allowed to. And since they choose to do it all the time, it's like they turned it into a chova, and therefore they have to. And if they want to get out of it, they're zinat haranadari. So yeah, so we assume that arvit is different. So we point out that arvit is different, and so many of the poskim point out that arvit is different. So the Baal Nazir Shimshon already pointed out, he said, whoa, hold on. The Gemara had a machloket is arvit reshut rechova. And therefore, Am Yisrael said, even though we might hold halacha l'maaseh reshut, we are going to choose to follow one opinion in the Gemara. No one in the Gemara says that women have to hear shofar. Everyone holds it reshut. So who says that even works? When we cry Shavinu Alayu Chova by Arvit, because there are two options. We're choosing one. But by women, there's no option. They don't have to. No one says they have to. They're not choosing. They want to bring it upon themselves. Tavalim Bracha. But there's no requirement to follow that. Yeah. That's not why Kiblu Chova. That's why Arvit is at night. That's why Arvit's at night. That's not why it's, I need you to put it on. That's not why Arvit's chova, Arvit's reshut. Because you don't have to have a varim at night. You don't have to. It's not ma'akev the korban if you don't do it. But kvar shavinu alayu chova, because it's tefillah, can they get, the Gemara there is debating, can they get tmidim, can they get avot? There are good reasons to do it, but the point is, and Nizir Simpson's point is, the Gemara gives you two options. We hold reshut, but Am Yisrael chose to say chova, fine. When it comes to women, there's no options. Everyone says they're exempt. They want to do it? Okay, fine, but it doesn't retain the status of a chovah. They can't opt into a chovah.
If an individual woman wants to, she's no longer has to count the minimum number of nidalim.
Why? She can't get out of that. She's required to do.
No. The minimum of seven, whatever it is, that's something
great. Ichmir olim. So that's, yeah, so every single time that we accept a chumrah, we adopt a stringent position, you have to ask this question. So we don't assume this works. We assume not like this Magen Avraham. No, it's takana. I mean, it's takana de Rabbanan. Although it says v'not Yisrael chmir aleihem, we assume it's a takana de Rabbanan. You can't opt out. That's not a question to opt out. Fine, not for now. So we generally assume though they can't opt in, and only by arvit because this is a real thing. Secondly, Tosfot already there says he goes, what do you mean arvit reshut? Arvit reshut? Whoever thought that arvit is optional? And the Gemara says reshut. It compares reshut to chovah. I thought the Gemara said arvit is optional. Chovah, I understand, you must. Reshut means you may. You may means you also don't have to. So Tosfot says, no, you don't understand. Reshut means if you have another mitzvah to do at the same time, mitzvah over it, you can choose that mitzvah. You can choose the other mitzvah instead of arvit. But if there's no other mitzvah competing, everybody agrees you must say arvit. Tosfot doesn't even think that was ever a machlokes. That was never even a question. So then there's no proof from that. What do we do? We accept it upon ourselves that what? Even if we have a mitzvah over it, we ought to do it the whole time. So that's not a good... proof for us at all. Fine. Now, So Sha'arei Deah says, but okay. So they don't make it into a chovah. That's fine, it's not a chovah. But if I do a hanhagat tovah three times, if I do a certain practice three times, now that practice is spiritually, halachically meaningful. If I eat, potato chips after dinner three nights in a row, it doesn't become a minhag. That's just silly. But if I do something, if I choose to stand up for Kriyat HaTorah, you don't have to. Shulchan Aruch says you can sit. I choose to stand up because I think it's good. I think it's a better kiyum mitzvah of standing up. Or I'm falling asleep in the morning, and if I stand up, I won't fall asleep. I'm doing it as a kiyum. Now, maybe that's a neder midrabanan. Maybe that's a neder midrabanan. Once I did that, I've accepted upon myself, I did the action three times. And I did it for the sake of Kiyum HaMitzvah, that may be a neder d'Rabbanan that requires a Torah Nedarim. So maybe it's not a Chovah, you're right, not a Chovah. They didn't accept it as a Chovah, but if you do it three times, so now you have this problem of a neder. So some poskim say yes, no, they all debate whether that's true or not. There's a fascinating, fascinating proof they have from here. It's a little bit involved, so we'll try to do it quickly. We know on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry outside, right? You're allowed to carry stuff outside on Yom Tov. On Shabbat, it's an Isur Hotza'ah, you can only carry with a Neiruv. If there's no Eruv on Yom Tov, it sounds like you can carry, right? Yeah. So the Machloket Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, we hold like Beit Hillel, we can carry outside, Rishut HaRabim on Yom Tov, even without an Eruv. Tosfot says, no, not exactly. Only if there is a Tzorech Ktzat. You need to have a Tzorech Ktzat. You can't just carry whatever you want outside on Yom Tov without an Eruv. You need a Tzorech Ktzat. Okay, what's the question? Let's say there's no Eruv, and you want to go blow shofar for a lady. She didn't come to shul. You want to blow shofar for a lady, so you need to carry the shofar outside. Derech reshut harabim. Is that enough of a tzorach ktzat to blow the shofar for the lady? The whole machloket. Yes, no, yes, no. The Ravan says no. The Ravya says yes. Ravani points out, no one said ever, what did she do last time? Does she have to? Does she not have to? Did she do it three times? No one's interested. No one interested. The Ravan says no, you're not allowed to. She did it three times, chovah. No one's interested. He pointed out that's not even part of the debate. So you see that that's not an issue. You see that they never accepted upon themselves to do it. It's not an issue at all. He says, however, there's a Chok Yaakov, there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav, they all say that it's chovah. So he says like this. His conclusion is, if you want to stop, if a woman has been coming all the time, and she wants to stop coming, too much. She was coming, she was a single girl, she was coming, now she has the kids behind her at home. Too much. She doesn't know the next time, when the kids are all bar mitzvah, she'll come. She hopes. She doesn't know. Then you need a tarat nedarim. You need to do a tarat nedarim. Why? Even though he holds you don't, there are a lot of poskim who say you do. And, he doesn't say this, but we do a tarat nedarim erev Rosh Hashanah anyway. So like it's not a big deal to do it. But if it's a one-time thing, he doesn't say a pandemic, but if it's a one-time thing, I come every year. Just list the year. There's no babysitting. What do you want me to do? That doesn't require a tarat nedarim. If it's a one-time thing, you're not canceling the neder. You're just saying, under the particular circumstance that I'm in right now, the Gomer Vavat says in the Gemara there in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Shavuot, if it's just a one-time thing, you don't have to do a tarat nedarim. So for most women, this year may be a one-time thing.
One time without a reason?
You have to have a reason. Meaning there has to be a reason. Because why? So why does that make sense?
Because that's not unable.
No, not unable. No, she's able. She's able. She's able. You could, meaning you can get a neighbor. You can get it. You're able to. It's not physical. You're not on this Rahman Apatre. It's under these circumstances, I never accepted upon myself the neder. Meaning when the woman started coming to the shofar, she never imagined there'd be a pandemic. So she never said, oh, if the pandemic, I also want to come. They have to have a reason. If the reason is reasonable, then it doesn't apply in this case, and therefore the neder doesn't apply in this case, and she wouldn't need a tzara nedering for the one time. If she says, you know what, I'm done with this, this is too much, I don't like the Beit Knesset, I like the Beit Knesset, I like the other Beit Knesset, whatever it is. So then she would need a tzara nedering. But if it's just a one-time thing, then she does not.